Parshas Vayigash. First posik, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. And Yehuda stepped near to Yosef, Vayomer, and he said, Be Adoni like please. Yedabenu Avdecho Dovo Biyozne Adoni. Let me please tell you something. V'yal Yichar Abcho Biyavdech, and don't get angry at me. Ki Yichomoycha Kafaro. That you are like Paro. And Rashi says that really what Yehuda was saying is, Yikonsu Dvora Biyoznecho. Let my words go into your ears. And v'al yicha be'apecho, don't get angry at me. Rashi says, why? Mikana toloma chedibre elof koshois. That now Yehuda spoke very harsh back to Yosef. And now the Pasha goes on to say exactly what Yehuda tainted back to Yosef and told him the whole story. As if to say, we didn't do anything. We came to buy food and that's all. We're innocent. And you're the one that caused trouble here. What is going on here? So the question is, how come Yehuda woke up now? And the end of the parasha before Miketz, after they found the cup in the bags, it says that Vayom Yehuda, Manoy Maladoni, what can I say now? Manadabra Manas Dadok, Hu Elohim Motzes Avon Avadecho, that Hashem is like punishing us now. And Hinmi Avodim Ladoni Gamanachnu Gama Shanim Tzogav Biyadoi, that he said, we're at fault, and therefore we should all be slaves. So Yehuda already agreed to be a slave. So how come now right away in the beginning of Ayigash, Yehuda's coming to complain and pleading to Yosef, what's going on here? And the Alshach explains like this. What happened when Yosef heard this in the end of Mikes, the Pasuk says that Vayema Yosef answered back, Chalilali mi'asai zois. Of course I would not do this. Ha'ish asher nimtso hagovi biyodoi hu yiyeli ovid. V'yatem alu l'shalem alavichem. Only the one that I found the cup in other words, only by Binyamin, he's the one to be a slave. But everybody else should go out free and go home to your father. So Pshat Yashach says it like this. First, Yehuda thought that Hashem is paying them back now for the avera that they did, that they sold Yosef. So who was in the Mechiras Yosef? All 10 brothers. So at the beginning, Yehuda thought all 10 of us will be slaves, so he sees Hashem is paying us back for what we did to Yosef. But now that he hears back from Yosef and the Shalit, that no, everybody should go free, go back home. Only Binyamin will be kept for slave. So now Yehuda thought this cannot be a punishment for the Mechiras of Yosef, because Binyamin was not there when we sold Yosef. So therefore something has to be going on here. That's where now Yehuda came to complain very strongly to Yosef, what is this? Now that Rashi says that V'yayichar apcho means that Yehuda spoke harsh to Yosef, and the same thing at the end of the pasuk, it says, Ki kamoicha kaparoi. So Rashi says for the Medrash, the other pshat is that Ki kamoicha kaparoi means that just like Paro says, it's not Mekayim, doesn't do what he says, the same thing you also, you said and you're not doing what you said. In other words, Judah came to talk harsh to Yosef. So the question is, so why does the pasuk also say nice words? It says, V'yeme bi adoni, like please. And it says, B'yozne adoni. It says, like a lashon of, he's machni himself to Yosef. So what's going on here? Either he's talking harsh, or else he's talking nicely. So the Pshat, the Be'er Moshe says that really Yehuda came now to talk harsh, to get Yosef angry like, to realize what's going on. But he didn't want the midas of kas to take over, because when the person gets bekas, Tam gets angry, he loses himself. It's like he the way of the Zara. So therefore he also said these nice words of Biyadoini and Avdecho, in order to show that the kas here was just to get down to real business and not to get to the midah of kas that he should lose himself. Now Rashi says in this first pasuk on the words of Dovor Bo'ozne Adoini, so Rashi says it means that Yikonsu Dvora Biyoznecho, let my words go into your ears. So the question is, what is Rashi explaining? What is unusual about these words of Dovor Bo'ozne Adoini? Of course he was talking to Yosef. Now, maybe you can answer like the Beis Halevi wants to answer. Because really the question is, what is Yehuda saying so special now to Yosef? He's not really asking anything special. He's just telling over the conversation what happened. He's just repeating exactly what happened. You asked us this question, we told you this, you said this, we said this. What exactly is Yehuda gaining by just telling over the story what happened? And the Beis Halevi wants to explain like this, that Yehuda, like going through the conversation, really things didn't make sense. We said we're innocent, you said no, we're spies, we said this, you said that. Now the conversation wasn't going on normally. So Yehuda was afraid that maybe since there was a melech, an interpreter in between us, that maybe you did not understand what we meant to say, and that's why you're complaining that we are spies. But if you'd really understand what we are saying, you'd also see that we are innocent. So that's why now Yehuda went to Yosef to say, the V'yigash Elav Yehuda, V'yema V'yadoni Dabano Avdecho Dova Bo'ozni Adoni, that let me please talk to you means let my words go into you. In other words, without a melitz, without an interpreter in between. That's why the Beis Levi says the end of the pasuk is ki chamoicha kefaroi. It's a double lashon, double chof. Chamoicha and keparo. The Medrash really is. The Suda either said chamoicha paro or else ki ato keparoi. What does it say? A double lashon of ki chamoicha keparoi. So it goes back both ways. So he wants to explain like this. The Beis Levi. What it means to say is that Yosef said to Shidua that paro understands all 70 languages. So therefore, if you're a Sheni, you're like Paro, you should also understand all 70 languages. Therefore, let me talk directly to you without an interpreter, and let's go over exactly what happened to see if we're talking to one another, if we understand one another. Then after Sheni, the Pasuk says that Yehuda was telling Yosef, "Fahoyi kiroisa kien hanarva meis," if we're going to go home without Binyamin, and Yaakov Avinu is going to see that we don't have Binyamin, he's going to die. Our father will go to the grave with sorrow. So the question is, how come Yehuda didn't tie in his tongue for the sake of Binyamin? Why wasn't he afraid maybe Binyamin will die from so much pain? Maybe he'll starve to death there. How come he only complained about his father, Yaakov Avinu? And the Kotzke Rebbe says from here is that the pshat is that a father worries more about his son than a son worries about himself. So therefore he was complaining that my father is going to worry so much about Binyamin that he may die because of that. Then Pasuk Lamed says that ki avducho orav esanar miyemovi lemor, that Yehuda like was explaining, like Rashi says, how come he's talking so much and not the other brothers? And Yehuda explained, because he took an arvus, he's responsible for Binyamin. And he said, because if I don't bring back Binyamin to my father, I'll be at fault, and I'll be benidu b'olam hazeh and b'olam habo. So it says that v'yato yeshu nadukho tachas hanar ever ladoini, Yehuda said, let me be the slave instead of my brother Binyamin, v'anar yalem echov, and let my brother go back. And then Lamdalad it says, ki eich ele elovi, because how can I go back to my father? The Hanar and Enuiti, if my younger brother is not with me, Penera Baroa Shayim Sasofi, maybe I'll see the bad that would happen. So what is Yehuda adding on? So Mefarshim say that really Yosef could have said back to Yehuda, you put yourself into a nidui, but a nidui was like a nether. So go back to your father and let your father be mata the nether, like have a charota. If you have a charota, you can absolve the nether. So Yehuda answered back, Kiyech Ella, how can I even go to my father? That as soon as my father will see me alone without Binyamin, right away I'm afraid maybe he will die. So therefore I can't even go back to ask my father to be mater the nidui. So then Parshas and Perek Memhei it says that V'lo Yochol Yosef Lesapik L'chol Anitzovim Olov, that Yosef couldn't take it anymore for everything that was happening. And finally he was about to reveal himself to his brothers and he said, V'yikro Hoitziu kolish miolei, take everybody away from me. Nobody was standing there when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. And the question is, what happened right now that now was the time that Yosef couldn't take it anymore, and now he saw fit to reveal to his brothers? So in the Sefer Shem Mishmul explains like this, that the inyan that Yosef waited this long was because he wanted the brothers to be machnia themselves. In other words, to do tshuva, he thought that they had too much gaiver in them. That's why they sold him. That's why they paskles, they had a chiv misa, even though it wasn't true. So the tshuva would be that the machnia, they humbled themselves to Yosef. So now that he saw when Yehuda was talking, Kisaydu, he was saying, Avdecho, Avdecho. And he says, let me be a slave instead of my brother. So his machnia, he humbled himself very much in front of Yosef. Therefore, now Yosef thought it was the right time that they did enough tshuva. Now's the time to reveal himself to his brothers. And another aura, like even though the Pasuk says, V'lo yochol Yosef lesapek, like he couldn't hold himself back. In other words, really now he thought, now's the time to reveal himself. So you can imagine how much he really wanted to do it, but still he held himself back. He was sherlut. He ruled over himself. Like Yisrael told him, it's not nice to do in front of the Mitzriim to embarrass his brothers. So even though his rots and he had a desire to reveal himself to his brothers, but he was a sholot, the Yosef, the Tzadik Yisrael Olam, he could hold himself back from anything. He held himself back a little more time to wait until first he had all the Mitzriim go out of the room. Like Rashi says, that he did not want the Mitzriim there, v'shoymim she'echov mizbayishin behivod alehem, that the Mitzriim should not see the way his brothers will be embarrassed when he reveals himself to his brother, and to his brothers. And really the Medrash says here that Yosef put himself into a tremendous sakona, tremendous danger, because now by throwing out all the Mitzriim from the room, he was alone with his brothers. And of course the brothers could have come up then and killed him. But the brothers at this time did not know he was Yosef yet. If the brothers were finally alone with him, now they could have killed him. So Medrash says it was kedai for Yosef to put himself into a sakon, into this danger, just in order not to be mevayish, not to embarrass his brothers. And like the Gemara Brochus says that noyach leliyodom shiyapil atzmai bekiv shenes, a person is better off throwing himself into a fire, v'yal yalbin p'nei chaver barabim, and not to embarrass your friend barabim. Here also Yosef did not want to embarrass his brothers in front of the rabbim, therefore he took to put himself into danger that maybe his brothers will kill him first, but it was kedai in order not to embarrass them. And then Pasuk Gimel says that Vayomer Yosef Elochiv, Yosef told his brothers, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichoy, is my father still alive? And the Pasuk says, V'lo yochloi echov la'anoi soisoi, the brothers cannot answer him, ki nevhalu miponov, because they were amazed like at his presence. And Rashi says, nevhalu miponov mipnei habusha, they were poshut, embarrassed from their brother Yosef. Now, and the Gemara in Chagiga and Avdalar Amadeis Dashens, that says like this, Rabbi Eleza ki motel haikru havi bochi, when Rabbi Elazar read this passage, he started to cry. Omar, umatei chocho shel bosa v'dom. Madach only when the bosa v'dom, Yosef, gave teichocho to his brothers. Ksivbov lo yochlu echov l'ano soysoy kinephalo miponov. His teichocho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachas kama v'kama. For sure, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a teichocho, how we won't be able to answer him. And the Medrash says a lashon like this. The Medrash says on this pasuk, like Oivei, from the day that Hashem will give us judgment, and the day when Hashem will give us Teichocha, tell us off. That Yosef Kotim Shebeshvotim, Yosef was the youngest one, and the brothers could not answer him. Like our Pasuk says, the brothers couldn't answer him back. The Melech Kishiyova Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Yachiyach, that for sure when Hashem will come in, give us Teichocha, how embarrassed we'll be, we won't be able to answer him back. And the question all the Mefarshim asks is, like, where do we see in this pasuk that Yosef gave Teichocha to his brothers? Where did Yosef, like, tell off his brothers? All Yosef said was, Ani Yosef, that's all he said back. So in saying Ani Yosef, where is the Teichocha? So Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz Atzal wants to learn like this, and he said that when Yosef, the Indian of Teichocha, is not so much telling off by embarrassing the person, yelling at the person, getting angry at the person, but the Indian of giving Teichocha is to put a person on the right way, to teach him what he's doing wrong. Could even be talking nicely to the person, but just telling him that he's doing something wrong, and to wake him up to start being on the right derech, to do the right things. Here also, Yosef went to tell his brothers, Ani Yosef. In other words, you, all my brothers, you sold me. You thought that I had my dreams. I'm a Baal Chalemos. Nothing would come true. And I'm showing you now, not like that. Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. I am the one that had the dreams, and here I'm proving it to you what I dreamt came true. And more than that, what did you want to do by selling me? You wanted to be Mevatel the Chalem. Like the Sipurna says, the only reason the brothers sold him was that they said, let's see what's going to be with the dreams, if it will become true or not. The brothers thought by selling him, that's the way to stop the dreams. And Yosef is telling them now just the opposite. what you thought would stop the dreams, that's exactly what brought about the keem of the dream. Like Ani Yosef, because you sold me, because you sent me down to Mitzrayim, that's why it was possible that Hashem made it, that the dreams came true, and I'm the Shalit now, I'm the Melech now, and you came down to bow down to me. Like Rav Chaim says, sometimes people think they're allowed to do things even though they know what they're doing right now is wrong, but they think the tachlis, what's going to come out of these actions, are going to be for the good, so therefore I could do something bad right now. He says that's a toys, that's wrong, because what comes out of our actions, that's not up to us. That's up to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, if the tachlis, the maskono, should be for the good or for the bad. What we have to do is the asiyah. We have to do ma'isim toivim. We have to make sure whatever we're doing is on the right way, and not to have machshavas to think that even though we're doing wrong, but it's for a good purpose, the end will come out good. The end is up to Hashem, not up to us, like here. The brothers thought that by selling Yosef, the tachlis is to stop the dream. And what came out is just the opposite. The selling of it came out to bring a tachlis of the keem of the dreams. So really, like it always says, im yogarati motzosi, if a person tries hard, he finds. In other words, the end result is motzos, is a mitziah. It's from Hashem that brings the end results. What we have to do is onu amelim. We have to be an omer, we have to work. Work means we have to make sure whatever we're doing is on the right way, we're doing mitzvahs, we're not doing anything wrong. And we shouldn't think that the end that will come out would be for the good. Because the end that comes out is up to Hashem, not up to us. Now, so far, this is good. We're saying that the Techocha was when Yosef said the words of Ani Yosef, means I am Yosef. Yosef means what I am now in Mitzrayim. That I'm Yosef, I'm the Shalat, I'm the Melech. I'm the one that the dreams who came true. That's good. But what did Yosef have to add on to say, Ha'oid Avichoy, is my father still alive? Like, for what purpose did he say it? Like the Manashach, Yehuda, when they came down the second time now with Binyamin, he already told over that we have a father left over, and that he's still alive. Now, since then, Yehuda did not go back to his father a second time. So what is Yosef asking the brothers again now, is my father still alive? Like, as far as he knows, for sure he is still alive. He already heard from them that his father was alive. And secondly, what does it have to do now in the middle of the Parsha of Techocha? Like the Medrash and the Gemara is saying that Yosef was giving Techocha to his brothers. Where is the Techocha in these words of Ha'id Avi Choy, is my father still alive? So the famous Pshat here from the Beis HaLevi that wants to say like this. And he goes also to explain this Medrash that we brought down that says, Oylonu miyoyim hadin, oylonu miyoyim techocha. Oyvei, from the day that Hashem is going to give us judgment, and the day that Hashem will give us techocha. Like, what are these two words of yoyim hadin and yoyim techocha? So he says, Yoyim hadin is that Hashem will show us the averus that we did. He'll prove to us we did things wrong. And that could be, like we said before, in the first word of Ani Yosef, as if to say, I am Yosef. And you should know when you wanted to kill me like or to sell me, you did wrong. Because you see, my chaloim is true. I am supposed to be the melech. And Hashem, this is what Hashem wants. Now, Yoyim HaTechocha, that's something else. Techocha he learns is that sometimes we tell people the same thing you say about other people is wrong with yourself. In other words here, Yehuda, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the beginning of the parasha, Yehuda came to complain to Yosef to say, how can you take Binyamin away from us? And we have an old father, and he gave us his last son, Binyamin. And if we're not going to bring him back, he'll die from tsar, from pain. So we feel so bad for our father, you have to give him back to us. So Yosef is telling back to his brothers, Ani Yosef Oydavichoy, as if to say, I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive? Means, when you went to sell me, how come you didn't think like this? How come you didn't think then that my father will be in pain, maybe he'll die from that? In other words, the same thing that you, Yehuda, is complaining to me, that I don't have enough mercy upon your father, the same thing you did not have enough mercy upon your father also, because you sold me. And if it would have bothered you so much what our father feels, you wouldn't have sold me. So techocha means the same thing that you tell other people, they're doing wrong, they're bothering you, sometimes the exact same thing you're also doing to other people. Just when a person does it for himself, he doesn't realize it. Everything a person does is always right. What, me? I don't do anything wrong. Everything I'm doing is right. Just the other person is always doing something wrong. So techocha means not only are you doing something wrong, but Hashem will come to prove you that the same thing you have complaints about other people, the same thing mamish is wrong with you also. And this is good now, though we spoke out the end of last parsha that really the brothers did two things wrong with the maisa of the mechiras Yosef. First of all, it was a chet to kill Yosef, to try and sell Yosef. That was one chet. Secondly, how come they didn't have enough rachmanis mercy upon their father Yaakov? Because of Yaakov Avinu's sake, the sorrow, the pain that he was going to go through, for that alone they should have saved Yosef. So that's what Yosef is telling him now. Ani Yosef, that's one thing. I myself, I'm Yosef. How did you dare to do what you wanted to Mevatel the Chalomos? It was an Aveira. You see that I'm alive now, and Hashem wanted the Chalom to become true. And secondly, how come you didn't have enough mercy upon your father? Like, Hoy Davi Choy, is my father still alive now? You, Yehuda, you're complaining, I have no mercy. How come you, Yosef, also didn't have mercy by me? And on this, the Pasuk ends off to say that v'lo yochlu echov l'anasai say, the brothers could not answer them. They had nothing to say. Because they were embarrassed, like Rashi says. They were embarrassed for what they did. And the Chofetz Chaim just adds here, like what the Medrash means is, means just like here, when Yosef just said two words, Ani Yosef, the brothers couldn't answer him back. All the questions they had were answered already. The same thing, when Amitz Hashem, when it comes the time to Hashem to give us a judgment, all Hashem is going to have to say is just, Ani Hashem, that's all. And when we'll hear, when we'll see what Hashem is, we'll see the truth. Everything we'll have, all the questions we have will be answered. There won't be any kashas anymore. Why this happened, why that happened, what happened here, everything will be answered. Then afterwards, Yosef said, Vayoma Yosef Alechov, Kishuno Eli Vayigoshu, come close to me, and they came close. Vayoma Ani Yosef Achichem. Now already Yosef spoke nicely to them, that Ani Yosef Achichem, I am Yosef, your brother, Asher Mechartem Yosef Mitzroim, that you sold me to Mitzroim. And Rashi says, as Lashon of Vayigoshu, what did he tell them to come close for? So Rashi says, Hera Lehem Shumol. He showed them that he had a bris milah. In other words, the brothers were afraid, they were astonished, they weren't sure if it was Yosef or not. So Yosef showed, proved it, that he had a bris milah. And then Yosef told them, V'yator now, al teyotzvu, don't be ba'atzvus, you should not be grieved. V'yayichar b'yeneichem, you should not be angry in your own eyes. Ki mecharta moise, to feel bad that you sold me, heinom. Because Hashem sent me in order that I should be a michyo, I should be able to keep you alive. And now to say the pasuk after pasuk here, Yosef was going to be mafayis to make his brothers feel good. As if to say again, that v'shlacheni elikim lefneichem, losum lechem sheres boros, Hashem is the one that sent me here. Olachios lechem lefleit legedolom, that I should have in order to. There should be a great deliverance for you. In other words, that Hashem sent me here, and again, V'yata li'atem shlachtem o'isiyenik yelokim, you didn't send me here, but Hashem, V'yasimim li'av l'paru li'odin l'chol beiso yel'moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Like, say that Yosef was coming to appease his brothers now. But interesting, the first pasuk it says is, V'yata al t'yotzu. The first thing Yosef told his brother was, you should not be grieved. Don't have atzvus. In other words, that's the biggest stira to avodas Hashem. The person is atzvus, always sad, feeling bad. It's no good. Ivduas Hashem besimcha. A person to do the avoda has to be besimcha. So the first thing Yosef told his brother is al teyotzvu. Don't be an atzvus. And then he went to appease them, to tell them that adarabba, you shouldn't be angry at me. I don't feel bad about that you sold me here. And I realize it that our kill was for the toiva. And you always say, Gam Zula Taiva. And then Yosef came to the point to say that, Maharu V'yalu Alovi, fast go up to my father, V'yamartem Elov, Koyamar Bincha Yosef. This is what your son Yosef said, Samani Elohim Liyodun, Zakorish Baruch Hu that put me into to be the Odin of the whole Mitzrayim. Redo Elai Al Tamoid, come down to me. And the reason why Yosef told them to bring his fathers down to him was posture because Yosef was the Mefarnes, Yosef had the food here in Mitzrayim. He was able to keep them alive. So he wanted now his father to come down to Mitzrayim. Other Mepharshim learned that the Pshat is like really the main purpose of the Mechiras Yosef was the beginning of the Golos Mitzrayim. The Klai Yisrael has to go and live in Mitzrayim. And that's why now Yosef told, like, bring my father down here. Rido Eli Al Talmoy, don't stay back, but come. Because now is the Zman when it has to begin now the Golos of Mitzrayim. The Golos Mitzrayim was already said, Nigzer by Avraham Avinu, that they have to live in Mitzrayim. This is the beginning. Rido Eli Al Talmud. Then the pasuk Yudbeis says, "V'hine Einechem Royes Yoyisi V'yene Ochi Binyamin of Yoyis and my brother Binyamin Kifiyah Madaber Aleichem." That is the mouth I am talking with you. And Rashi says what he meant to say is that I'm talking to you is now Baloshin Hakodesh. That's also another proof that I'm Yosef, and another pshat is that this is Bischus. In other words, it was brought down when Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim. They had a few yuschusim, they didn't change Lashonam, Malvusham, they didn't change their language, their names. Here also Yosef is saying, I didn't change my language, I still talk Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore if I go back to my father now, V'igaratil Ovi, it's called Kavodi B'Mitzrayim. Tell my father all the glory that I have in Mitzrayim, V'yeskol HaSherisim, U'miharatem, V'iraratem, Esoviheina. And first bring my father down. Then after Revi, Pasuk of Bezit says that when Yosef sent his brothers back to his father, Lekulam Nosan Leish Chalipa Smolois, to all of them he gave like a clothing, Ulevinyomin Nosan Shalosh Meyers Kesef Vechomesh Chalipa Smolois. He gave him amount of money and he gave him five different changes of clothing. And really the Gemara in Megillah asked the question and says that Esher like we know that the reason why the brothers became jealous of Yosef to sell Yosef was because Yaakov Avinu gave something extra special to Yosef. So now how could Yosef do the same thing back to his brothers and give Binyamin five clothing more than the other brothers? And the Gemara answers, Omere Binyamin ben Yefes, Remez Remez Loi. Yosef just wanted to make a remez, a little bit of a sign that she'osid lotzes memenu ben she'yotzev ufnei ha'melech bechomesh levushei malchus. In other words, it goes on Mordechai. And Mordechai Yehudi, which came out of Binyamin, he's going to be sometime, he'll be the one to go in front of the king that will have chamishei levushei malchus. But the question is still, how could Yosef give more to his brother Binyamin than the other brothers? Again, he's making jealousy between the brothers, the same thing that caused him to be sold, his Oavera. How come he's starting it over again? And the Vilna Gaon, the Gruah, wants to answer like this. Like, really, what was the Gemara's question altogether? That Yosef is like giving more to his brother Binyamin. Maybe they were worth the same. The one set of clothing that he gave his other brothers was worth the amount of these five sets that he gave to Binyamin. In other words, maybe he gave a cheaper clothing to Binyamin, and the five set of clothing together added up to the one suit that he gave his other brothers. So he wants to say the Gemara held, like, for what purpose would Yosef do that? Just to give him cheaper suits, why should he do it for? He might as well, just like he gave the other brothers more expensive clothing, he should give the same thing to Binyamin. So since he gave five to Binyamin, that was the Gemara's question, that most probably Yosef is giving more to Binyamin than he gave to the other brothers. And that's the question, how can he make jealous between the brothers? So on this, the Gemara answers no, that really the clothing that Yosef gave to Binyamin was cheaper. And really it was worth the same amount as the clothing he gave to his other brothers. See, if so, why did he give five clothings to his brother Binyamin? Because that's the Gemara's territory. He wanted to make this remiss. He wanted to show them a sign that in Mitzvah Shem, it's going to come out of your children, that there'll be Mordechai HaYehudi, that's going to be Zerecha to go in front of the Melech with these Chamisha Malchus, Big Day Malchus. Now in the Pasuk before, in Pasuk Yudalit, it says first that Vayipol Atzavrei Binyamin Ochiv Vayevch, that Yosef fell on the neck of his brother Binyamin and started to cry, Uvinyamin Bochu Atzavarov, and Binyamin also cried by the neck of Yosef. Then it says, "Va'vi'nashrek l'cholecha, v'kistol his brothers, v'yevchalem, he cried by them, v'yachrechein dibru echavitoi." And then finally his brothers spoke back to Yosef. So Rashi says, what's this lashon of he fell on Binyamin's neck and started to cry? So Rashi says, al shnei mikdashos, shasidim liyos b'chalko shel Binyamin, v'sofer l'chorev. The two beis hamikdash that will be destroyed. And then uvim Binyamin, v'ochar tzavorov, amishkan shiloi, shasid liyos b'chalko shel Yosef, v'sofer l'chorev, will also be destroyed. The question is, right now when they met one another, why do they start to cry right now for the churban of the Beis Hamikdash that's going to take place much later? Like right now, the churban says, Man HaSimcha, they're coming together, they should be happy, they should think of good things. How come right now they had to cry about the churban of the Beis Hamikdash? Alright, turn over. And the Mefarshim say like this, that the reason why the Churban of Beis Hamikdash was because of Sinat Chinam, because people hated people for nothing. So in other words, now Binyamin and Yosef was talking over like, all these years that they weren't close to one another was because of the Sinat Chinam the brothers had between one another. So now they reminded themselves of the Sinat Chinam that happened to them, so they also started to cry now of the Sinat Chinam that's going to cause the Beis Hamikdash also to be destroyed. It's also interesting to see how great, like how big these tzaddikim were, like Yosef and Binyamin. Like even though good was saying a pshat that they cried now because of the sinas chinam, like the hatred they had for no purpose, that's what caused the brothers to have a part to all this to happen, and that's what's going to cause the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. But still, now Yosef is finally coming to meet his brother Binyamin, his brother from the same mother. They should have just kissed and loved one another. But this is what they were thinking about, well, what's going to happen to the Beis Hamikdash, what's going to happen. The next apostle says is that Vayinashik L'Cholechov. Here it says that Yosef kissed his brothers. To Binyamin it doesn't say he kissed him. The pshat is that he wanted to show his brothers that he loves them also. So he didn't want to go kiss his Binyamin before first he went to kiss the other brothers. To make here the achva, the ava between them. That was Yosef HaTzadik. He wanted to prove to them that he loves them just like Binyamin, and even more, he wanted to show them. So that's the lashon here by Nashik, it first says by the other brothers, and not by Binyamin. Then Pasuk of Dalet says that Vayishalach Esecho Vayelechu, that Yosef sent his brothers and they went up, Vayomer Aleihem, and Yosef told them, Al Tirgizu Badorach. Like, don't have fights on the way. So Rashi explains, Al Tirgizu Baderach, Rashi says, Al tisasku b'dvar halacha. Like, don't be oisik in learning Torah and dvar halacha. Shle tirgas aleichem adorach. That the way should not hinder you. And like Rashi and Taina says, it means to say that you get lost on the road. If you'll be oisik in learning Torah, you won't realize where you're going. You'll get lost. It'll take you longer to go. And really, the Gemara is the kasha there that says that what do you mean Yosef told him not to learn Torah on the derech? The Gemara says, Fakert, if somebody goes on the derech and doesn't learn Torah, it's no good. You're supposed to learn Torah. When you're traveling on the road, you're supposed to be talking and learning. And the Gemara answers, Kan li'iyun, kan li'girsa. Depends. When you're on the road, you're supposed to talk and learning true, but speak easy type of learning. Not things that take a lot of concentration that will take your mind away from the road. So it comes out what Yosef told his brothers, when you're going back up to Eretz Yisrael to bring down our father, our Yaakov Avinu, don't be Isaac now with learning Dvar Halacha with a lot of Iyun that will take you longer the road, you'll hinder yourself on the road. But just come to think what's going on here, that here the brothers just went through such a situation of being in Mitzrayim, being accused of stealing, of being put in prison. And all of a sudden, Yosef tells them, Ani Yosef, what kind of simcha it was, how astonished they was. Now you can imagine when the brothers are going to walk home now, going back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, what they have to talk about. They have to talk about the Chur, everything, what happened to them, exactly what happened to all the last 22 years, about Yosef, their brother. He has plenty to talk about. What did Yosef have to warn them about? No. Yosef warned them, when you're going back now, I know you're going to be talking and learning. But the learning you should be talking about is
a girsa, easy type of learning, not hard, not be in a lot of concentration, that's not good for the road. Like you see how great the tzaddikim were, the shvatim were, they weren't pressuring the people, they didn't just waste their time. They got over it already, like they heard what happened with Yosef, they did tshuva shleima, and now they went for the, they went right and doing avodas Hashem. And when they were on the road now, what they were talking about was learning Torah, adarabah. It was a matzav of an aliyah they had, they did tshuva right now, and some say it was a tshuva mi'ava, the mamash of naslok is chuyais, and they were going right and now and talking and learning further and further. They didn't just take it easy and talk over the history, what happened, but after they did the tshuva, they learned out from this maisa to do more avoided, to learn Torah more and more. And then it says that the brothers, Vayalum and Mitzroyim, Vayavoyu, or Tkanan al Yaakov Aviyem, Vayagidu Lalema, they went to tell the father Yaakov that Oy Yosef Chai, Vichyumashim Chorot Mitzroyim, and Vayofog Liboy, Yaakov Chmab was very faint, Kloy Hemelem, he couldn't believe it. And then secondly, the Pasuk says, Vayadavu Elov, he's called Divra Yosef. They told over to Yaakov all the words of Yosef. And Rashi brings down that means Simin Mosalem, that Yosef gave them the sign what type of learning and what parsha they were learning when Yosef left Yaakov, and they were learning the parsha Segla Rufa. So now when they gave over the sign, that calmed down Yaakov again, that through the learning of the Torah, that's the way he remembered his son, that calmed him down. And then in Perek Memvov it talks about the way Yaakov Avinu was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim until finally that Yomer Lakim Yisrael B'maras Halayla, Hashem gave him a Kastat Nevuah for Yomer Yaakov Yaakov Remineni. The Loshin of Chavivus Yaakov Yaakov, Rashi says Loshin Chiba for Yomer Anoichi Hokel Elokei Avicha Al Tira Ner de Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Kilagoy God Lasim Khosham, I'm gonna make you for a great nation. Anoichi Eridimcho, I'll go down with you, Mitzrayma. The Anoichi Alcho Gamolo, I will bring you up also. So and then it says the Yosef Yoshis Yode Alinecho. And Yosef will put his hands upon your eyes. But the Pasuk says in Lashon of that Hashem told him, the Anoichi Alcho Gamolo, I will come up with you. So the question is, what's this double lashon of ha'alcho gam ola? What's this double lashon? I will bring you up. And the Beis Halevi is medayik here that Klal Yisrael had to go into Golis. That alone didn't bother Yaakov. He knew that was by the Bris Ben Absorim that was said to Avraham Avinu that Ger Yiyah Zarecho, that Beretz, that your children have to be going to Golis, have to go into another nation and live there. What was bothering Yaakov was he did not think that they'll have to go into Mitzrayim, which is a makom of shtufei zima, with such a makom of tuma. That's what was bothering him. How could my Klal Yisrael go down to Mitzrayim? And this HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, I will bring you up. Means that I'll be with you. That my Shechina will be with Klal Yisrael, toich the shibud of Mitzrayim. And what he meant to say, a double lashon of Alcha Gamola means, that Hashem gave him the avtocha that even if Klal Yisrael will be going down so bad to come to such a bad madrega, I'll bring them up even before time. Before they deserve it, I'll bring them up. And kach heve, that was the ma'aseh of the Chazal say, that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim before 400 years, according to some Mefarshim. Because Hashem saw they were nemtesh, shari tumah, they were so low, if they would have stayed there a little bit longer, they would have been lost. And that was this avtocha that Hashem is telling Yaakov Avinu, that the Alcho Gamolo, I'll bring you up, and the double bringing you up even earlier than they're supposed to. If I'll see that the things are going so bad, don't worry, they won't be lost there in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with them, and they'll bring them up when it gets that bad. And now it's also good, the end of the pasuk that says, V'yosef yoshes yod aleinecho, that Yosef will put his hands on your eyes. What does it have to do here with the fact that Yaakov was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim? And the pshat is, like we said before, that one of the nyonim that the Mechiras Yosef, that Yosef went down to Mitzrayim first, was he was metayir the makom a little bit. He made it possible that Klal Yisrael would be able to live in Mitzrayim. So Yosef was the one that tzaddik yisoid olam. He went down then, he was mekadesh the makom a little bit at least, in order that Klai Yisrael would be able to live in Mitzrayim. Like we'll soon speak about the same thing when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. First he sent Yehuda Legoshno to make a base of Medrash, to make a Mokam Torah, to make a place that Yaakov could come down to. But this only happened because Metchila, Yosef was there. Yosef was the Mashbir of Eretz Mitzrayim. He put the Koyach in Eretz Mitzrayim that Klai Yisrael could remain and live there. And like we once said, not only Stam lived there, but to live there and still remain Jews, still keep themselves going, and not to be assimilated with the Goyim, like it's brought down, the four things that Klai Yisrael kept even when they were in Mitzrayim. They didn't change their name, their language, their clothing. This was all Beschus Yosef HaTzadik. And then in Pasukei it says that Vayokim Yaakov Mibeer Shova Vayisov Vnei Yisolos Yaakov Aviyem V'yestapam V'yestnesheim Ba'golos Eshal Sholah Parolos Esoisei. That Yaakov and his whole family, they all went up and they all went to Mitzrayim. And it says that V'yelen it says that Chel Shmois Bnei Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayim. It says all the names Yaakov Avonov Bechor Yaakov Ruvein. It goes through all the Mishpocha. At the end it says that Kol HaNefesh Habol Yaakov Mitzrayim Yotzi Reichem Milvad Nishev V'nei Yaakov Kol Nefesh Shishim V'Sheish. There were 66 V'nei Yosef Ashiudla V'Mitzrayim Nefesh Noyim Kol Nefesh V'Nei Yaakov Aboy Mitzrayim Shivim. It was 70 altogether. And it says Loshen of Kol HaNefesh Loshen Yochid. Really should have said Nefoshois, but it teaches us that now is the time when they all had Achdus. Rashi says V'Akosav Koroys HaNefesh L'Fishoye Oivdim L'Kel Echad. Here they all worship one Hashem, therefore they're Achdus now, all the brothers are Abba and Achdus together, it's called Nefesh. Then after Shishi the Pasuk says, V'yes Yehuda Sholach Lefonov El Yosef, that Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda in front of him, to Yosef, Lohiris Lefonov Goshna, to direct him to go to Goshna, V'yavoyu Arza Goshin, and they came to the land of Goshin. And Rashi says, what is Lahurus Lefonov, to direct him, Kitarkumai Lefanas Lemokim, to make a place for him to live there. Or Lahurus Heich Yisyashivbo, and to teach him how to live there. That's one shot. Then Rashi brings down from the Medrash Agodah, Lahurus Lefonov means Lesakin Le Beis Talmud, to make him a place to sit and learn Torah. Shemisham Taitzi Haro, from there should come out the learning. And as the Medrash Rabba really goes on a little bit more, and the Medrash Rabbah says, Teidalecho Ashukain, I'll bring you proof, this is what happened, that Yaakov sent Yehuda to make a base of Medrash for him. Shekivan Sholach Yosef Metzloi, Hoyodeya B'Yosef Perek Perish Remenu. Because with the time Yosef left Yaakov Avinu, 22 years ago, all this time Yosef remembered exactly which Perek from where they ended off learning together. Shoyoshoino Soi. Now, v'chivon shibo'acha Yosef etzlov yomloi oid Yosef chai. When the brothers came back to Yaakov and told him, Mishnah, Yosef is still alive. And they also said that v'chihu Moshe b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. He's the ruler in Eretz Mitzrayim. Suppose it says right away that v'yofeg liboy, k'loi hemen lehem. V'yofeg liboy, Yaakov became very faint because he did not believe them. And the Mefarshim said that pshat is Yaakov did not believe them, not only that he wasn't alive, even if he was alive. But since he was a Moshe, b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, he was the ruler, Yaakov was afraid, like, how was it possible that Yosef Chai means he was a Sholem, he's still a Tzaddik, how could that be, he's still a Tzaddik, if he became the ruler in Eretz Mitzrayim? But so finally, Yaakov Avinu said, tell me, like, give me a simin, prove it to me that he's still a Tzaddik, and they told him that Yosef told us exactly where he ended off learning, that when he left you 22 years ago, you were learning Parsha Segla Rufa. And this was a similar, the Pasuk says, Vayare Sargolois, Hashasholach Yosef, like Rashi brought down before, that Yaakov Avinu saw that Yosef gave over the Simin, that when he left him 22 years ago, they were learning in the Parsha Segla Rufa. And when Yaakov heard this, then Yaakov believed that Yosef was still a tzaddik. And the Medrash ends off, Lalamdecho, Shebechol Mokim, Sher Yaakov Yosef, Ho Yosef Batayra, Kishem Sher Yavosef, that wherever Yaakov was sitting, he was always Yosef in Torah. The question is, how was this medrash, how was this a proof to say that when Yaakov sent Yehuda, he sent him to make a base of medrash, to make a base Torah? Even though Lechura, the first Pshan Rashi was, Lahuris Lefon of Goshna means, He went literally to teach him how to live there, to buy him a house, to get him land, what's good land. So how does the Medrash bring a proof that it means more than that, that Yosef also, that Yehuda went to make a base of Medrash? The pshat is like this, that Yaakov was afraid Yosef lost all his titkis, he became a Moshel, he was a ruler over Mitzrayim. But when Yaakov heard that Yosef still remembered the Torah that he learned from his father 22 years ago, in other words, that means that that was very important to him. Like we always say, something that's very, very important to you, you remember it. You don't forget it so fast. Something that's very, very important, if that's the ikur of your life, even though it happened 22 years ago, still you remember it. By shanking other things that's not the main part of your life, it happened, you forget it. But the Mishnah says, Ha'olam hazeh is doymel leproizdo b'fnei olam habo. Like this whole world is only like a foyer and entrance to get into olam habo. It means to teach us we have to realize the ikur, the main thing is olam habo, how to get into olam habo. And we're only on this world to be able to get into the next world. It's like Yaakov saw that when Yaakov saw that Yosef still remembered his learning from 22 years ago, he saw that that was the ikur, that was the main thing in Yosef's life. Therefore, he believed then that Yosef still remained a tzaddik. So from here, the Medrash sees, is learned out, that Yaakov Avinu thought, what's the ikur of this world? Is only olam hazeh zeim l'proiz l'fnei olam habo. It's only a way to get you to olam habo. And how do we get olam habo? That's by learning Torah, by making the Torah the ikur, and everything else only an arai, not the ikur. So therefore, of course, when Yaakov sent Yehuda to set up a place for him, what does it mean, a place? Havada the ikur, the topless is to have a base medish, to have a place to learn. He also set up true a house for him to live in. But that wasn't the ikur. The ikur was Lahiris Lafonov, that's Misham Taitse Torah, Misham Taitse Hiro. And this, of course, was Yaakov Avinu's Midah, the Midah of Torah, of learning Torah. That was the ikur. That we once spoke out by Chag HaSukkos, that really the Torah says there's a remez, that Sukkis is connected Yaakov Avinu, that the Pasuk says, Vayivim Loibayis Ulumekneye Wasa Sukkis. So since it says the word Sukkis by Yaakov, the Chag of Sukkis is connected Yaakov Avinu. So the question then was, the Pasuk says, Ulumekneye Wasa Sukkis. He made a sukkah for his animals, but for he himself, Vayivim Loibayis, it says he built himself a house. So how do we see the union of Sukkis? We know Sukkis, we live in the sukkah. And we said the pshat was then, that Avada Vayivin Lodayas, when Yaakov built himself a house, his Zika house was a base of Medrash, a Makkah of a learning Torah. Well, the Mekneyu, that he had to make a panosam, he had to have the cattle, the animals, in order to live with, that was also Sukkah, means that was Arai, that was temporary. That was like outside in the Sukkah, that wasn't his main part of his life. But his main part of his life was Vayivin Lodayas, a base of Medrash. And the pshat is, that was the limit of Sukkah. Sukkis is the Indian to leave your house, even though you just bring in all the grain into your house now, Zaman HaSifam, leave it all inside and you go outside to live in the Sukkah to realize that the Ikur of the world is the Ruchni, is the Torah, and like we're saying, Olam Hazeh Zayim L'Praiz L'Fnei Olam Habo. So that was the Mid of Yaakov Avinu. That's what here also, that before Yaakov was able to go down to Mitzrayim, he sent Yehuda, true, he sent him to build him a house, to make him a place to live. But Yaakov Avinu's house, Yaakov Avinu's place to live, was a Beis HaMedrash. That was a Zikah. So that's what called Medrash Darshan's from here, that Yehuda went in front of him to make sure there'd be a Beis HaMedrash, a place that Yaakov could live. And then Pasuk Chof Tes says that Vayesa Yosef Markavtoi Vayal Likras Yisro Loviv Goishno, that Yosef also went up now to visit his father in Goishno Vayera Elov. It says, and he appeared before him, Vayipol al tzavorov, and he fell on his neck, Vayevch, and he cried, al tzavorov oid. He wept and cried again on his neck. So Rashi explains this double lashon of Vayevch al tzavorov oid means lashon harbois bechia. He was crying harbe a lot. And then Rashi says, Avu Yaakov lo nofel al tzavorov Yosef. Yaakov did not fall on the neck of Yosef. The Pasuk only says that Yosef fell on his father's neck and started to cry. But it doesn't say that Yaakov fell on Yosef's neck. Rosano says Yaakov Avinu was busy saying Kriyishma now. That's why Yaakov cannot fall on Yosef's neck. So the question was, how come now, of all the times, Yaakov Avinu had to go to say Kriyishma? Like now's the time he's waiting for 22 years, he didn't see his son Yosef. He heard that his son Yosef was alive, and now Yosef comes to see him. The Khuri should have went to kiss him, to love him. How come right now is the time that Yaakov had to say Kriyishma? How come right now he had to say Kriyishma? And also what Shver is, the first part of the pasuk that says, Vayere Lov, that Yosef appeared to Yaakov. And really the Ramban asked, like, what's the chiddush of Shita? Says now that Yosef went to visit his father Yaakov, and he fell on his neck, and he was crying. So for sure, Vayere Lov, he appeared in front of Yaakov. What does the pasuk have to say, Vayere Lov? And really Rashi says on this, Vayere Lov means, Rashi says, Yosef Nire Eloviv. Yosef appeared himself to his father. So the question, what does Rashi mean to it here? So really the Yoel says like this, that like we said, it was 22 years now that Yosef did not see his father. He loved his father and his father loved him. So Yosef had two things in mind now when he went to see his father. One thing is for his own sake, he loved his father, he didn't see his father so long. He himself wanted to have the simcha of seeing his father. Secondly, his father also wanted to see Yosef. His father was worried about him, didn't see him for 22 years. There was a tremendous amount of ava that Yaakov Avinu had to Yosef. So that was the mitzvah of Kibud Avim, that Yosef, as far as he himself, that his father should see him, there'd be a mitzvah of Kibud Avim. That he should go love his father and see his father, that was not the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Therefore, the pasuk means to say is that Yosef's main concern here was the concern of being the kind of the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. That's why Yerilov Rashi says that he showed himself to his father. In other words, he wasn't there for his own sake, for his own enjoyment. He was Mizgaber, held himself back, and his main concern now was how to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Mainly that his father should enjoy seeing him. It was for his father's sake that he went to see him. That's the solution of, as Rashi says, Yosef Nirealoviv. Yosef appeared himself to his father totally to be the kind of the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Now about the other question we asked, how come Yaakov had to say Kriyishma right now at this time, when he finally come to see his son Yosef? So some of us want to say like this, that we know the mile of the Yavis war, that they did the Avodas Hashem Kiseida without a hefsik, without intervals, without any stop. In other words, Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. He loved Hashem Kiseida every day, every hour of the day, every minute of the hour. He always loved Hashem b'tzmidus, without any hafsekim. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid now, when he's going to go see his son Yosef, after missing him for 22 years, he's going to have so much ava, so much love for Yosef, that maybe that second he's going to forget about Hashem. So therefore, at the second when he went to see Yosef, he bedavka went to say Shema, as if to say, Yishno Hashem, I still love you. Even though I have the love of seeing my son right now, the avos of Hashem is still greater. He's not leaving over the avos of Hashem even for this 1 second. Other mefarshim learn his son the Ber Moshe wants to say like this, that the pshat why Yosef is brought down, started to cry now. It says Lashon to be cried a second time. Some learn because he cried already before when he saw his brothers, and we said already the pshat was, he saw now at the beginning of the Golas Mitzrayim, now is the beginning when they're starting to come down to Mitzrayim, so he started to cry for that. And now a second time when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim, this for sure now is the beginning of the Golas Mitzrayim, that Klal Yisrael is going to have to live as a ger in Mitzrayim. So that's why Yosef started to cry now more, as if right now is the beginning of the Golas Mitzrayim. And also Yaakov Avinu also knew this. Therefore, right now, at this second, like at the beginning of the Golos Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu started to say Kriya Shema, as if to say, we need a chizik of a Kabbalos Olmach HaShemayim, very strong now, in order to go through, to live through this Golos of Mitzrayim. So right away, at the beginning of going into Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu had to start to say Kriya Shema, to give Klai Yisrael HaKoyach to go through the Shibud Mitzrayim with his Kabbalos of the Olmach HaShemayim. Then Pasuk Lamed it says that Vayomer Yisrael ol Yosef, that Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, O Musa Hapom, like I will die now, Achrei roisi es punecho, after that I saw your face, ki yoit chachoi, and you're still alive. So Rashi says, a musapa means pshuta ketagumoi, that's the poshid psha. The Rashi says, umidrosha, the medrash is though, sovro yisi lomo shtei misoi, so I thought I was going to die twice. Like, boy lomo zelu elamabo, she nistalkum imen ashchina, the shchina went away from me. For I see oime, she yitbena kodesh brochu misoscho. Now that you're alive, I'll only die one time. What is the pshat that Yisrael now had to mention this in the Vamusa upon? He's going to see Yosef right now. What does he have to talk about? He's going to die. What does he have to talk about the Misa right now? His chur is talk about the love he has for Yosef. What do you talk about Amusa, about Misa? Really, the Mefarshim say, like we just said before, that this really is the beginning of the Golus Mitzrayim. We know the Gemara in Brochus says that Lo'elom Yargiz Odom Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. A person is always supposed to have a fight that is Yetzer Toiv should win over the Yetzer Hara. And the Gemara says Nitzche Mutav, if you can win, very good. V'yimlav, if you can't win the Yetzer Hara, Yasek Batera. The best Yetzer we have is to go learn Torah. Nitzche, if you win, Mutav is good. V'yimlav, if you can't win him just by learning Torah, Yikra Krishma. Then you should say Krishma. The Avos Hashem, maybe that will help you win over the Yetzirah. Nitzchay Mutav, if you win, good. V'im lav, if not, Yiskol Yom HaMisa. That's the Gemara in Brochus Daf Hey. You should remember the Yom HaMisa. The Mefarshim say, Avada, the Yikr is always learning Torah. Just sometimes learning the Torah enough is not enough, like to be machlish to give you a big enough cheshek to win over the Yetzirah. So sometimes you have to have Krishma with it to help the learning go. And sometimes you have to have the Yisku Yom HaMisa in order to help the learning go to be Nisgaber over the Yetzirah. So Pshat, like we said before, now Yaakov Avinu realized that him coming down to Mitzrayim is the beginning of the Golos Mitzrayim. And he knew in Mitzrayim the Yetzirah is going to be terrible, it's going to be hard for Klal Yisrael to win over the Yetzirah. So he wanted to teach him now these three things, how to win over the Yetzirah. So the first thing the Gemara says is Yasek Batera. That's the first Pasuk does, that's Yehuda Sholach Lefonev El Yosef Lahuris Lafon of Goshna, that Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda, like Rashi brought down the Medrash, to make a base Medrash, to make a base Talmud to learn Torah. That's the first chus Klal Yisrael has to fight over the Yetzirah. And if that doesn't win, then it says Vayipol Atzavora Vayev. And like Rashi brought down, what was Yisrael doing? What was Yaakov Avinu doing? He was saying Krishma. As if to say, if the chus Torah doesn't help you by itself, you have to say Krishma also. And if that doesn't help you, then the Gemara says, Yaskul Yom HaMisa, that's why now Yosef mentioned Inyan of Amusa Pom. Just to say, sometimes we have to think about the Yom HaMisa in order to win ourselves over the Yetzer Hara. So Yaakov Avinu now was making the foundation of Klal Yisrael to go to live through Mitzrayim by remembering these three things. Then in Pasuk Chesed says that, Vayim Aparo Yaakov Kama Yimei Shnei Chayecha. He says, after Yosef took his father Yaakov Avinu to Paro, so Paro asked him, "Kami yimei shnei chayech, like how old are you?" So Pasuk Tes says that Vayoyim Yaakov Paro, yimei shnei megurai shloshim u'mashona. You want to know how old I am? I'm living already for 130 years. And he continued on, "Maat v'royim hoyu yimei shnei chayei." There were few and bad days of my life. V'lo hisigu as Yimei Shnei Chai Avoisai, Bimei Megureim, and I did not reach yet the age of my father. So the question is, like, why did Yaakov say such a riches, elaborate so much here? All Paro asked him was just, how old are you? So Yaakov should have just answered, I'm 130. What do you have to answer? Mat Peroyim or Yimei Shnei Chai? Like, you didn't ask him this. Why did he go to say so much? So the Be'er Moshe wants to say like this, that Yaakov Avinu thought that when Paro asked him, "Kami yimei shnei chayecha, how old are you?" He meant to say, like, there's an Indian of using up your life means you did everything you're supposed to throughout the years. That's called shnei chayecha, of life. So Yaakov Avinu answered him back that, true, I was on this world for 130 years, but not every year that I use up that I really lived that year to do what I was supposed to. Mat v'royim hoyu was only a small amount of years, and I had a lot of bad years also. In other words, Yaakov Avinu's Anivus was saying that I didn't use out my life the way I was supposed to. And that's what he meant to say, V'lo hisigu es yimei shnei chaya boisoi. I did not reach the age of my father, means that my father lived out his life, his years, every year he used out the right way to to do the right avodah. But I didn't do that. That was Yaakov Avinu's anivus, his humbleness that he said back to Paro. Because he really thought that Paro's question was, how many years of your life did you really live out and use out the way you were supposed to? Then the end of the parasha talks about how Yosef fed the whole Mitzrayim, and they didn't have anything. They paid them all the money, all the land. They gave over to Yosef. As if to say, really, Chazal say that the money of the Mitzrayim had Avodah Zorah on them. So Yosef took away all the money, as if to say the Avodah Zorah means nothing. That's not the main. That means nothing. Then they also said, V'loma nomos le'nechom, kam anachnu gam admoseinu, k'nei yason of yasam admoseinu balochim. Like, why should we die, and why should our lands die also? Before we speak out, what's this lashon of dying by Adama, a land? A land can't die. And the Yismach Meisher wants to say the pshat is that, yes, a land has a purpose in this land, the Adama. And that's to give off produce. And if you're not going to let our land give off produce, if it can't use out what it's here for, that's also called a misa. A kavuchomer for a person, an adam that's on this world, that has koiches to do things to produce. If he doesn't produce, even when he's alive, he's also called a meis. The koyach of a person, an adam, has the power to produce, to do mitzvahs, to do taiva, to do gemilas chasodim. And that's what we have to work on to make sure to keep ourselves a lashon of chayim, of keep on producing what we are supposed to. All right, we'll stop here.